Seeing Natures is the title of one of our Culturefile debate events at Dublin Book Festival next month, when Paddy Woodworth, along with a panel of Irish nature artists and illustrators, talk about what it means to capture nature on pages and on screens. So this time, in his latest essay on the ideal shelf of nature books, Paddy moves slowly and lovingly through a collection of nature images in Patricia Butler's survey of the area, Drawn from Nature, the Flowering of Irish Botanical Art.
Writing of the orchid paintings of Raymond Piper, the poet Michael Longley described them as painstaking and passionate, documentary and at the same time visionary. These marvellous pictures, he continues, open the doors of perception for both the artist and the scientist in each of us, relating the one to the other at some primordial level. Such remarkably happy marriages of science and art are splendidly celebrated in Patricia Butler's Drawn from Nature, the Flowering of Irish Botanical Art. But this book is not only an exquisitely reproduced record of exceptional visual beauty and scientific accuracy. It's a powerful tribute to the Irish people, most of them women, who created this record over several centuries and often under very adverse conditions. While the majority of the contributors to this field were from privileged aristocratic or professional backgrounds, their actual access to the worlds of science and art were often very limited, simply because they were women. Happily, though, botanical art and botanical studies were among the few leisure and intellectual activities socially approved for these pre-modern young ladies, but they remained excluded from universities and specialist conferences. These women mostly contributed their art and their findings to eminent male botanists, some of whom at least had the discernment and generosity to publicly recognise their work as first class. The brief life of Ellen Hutchinson, who died before her 30th birthday in 1815, provides an outstanding example. Advised to find an outdoor pursuit to alleviate a serious illness, she picked one of the most complex and difficult fields in botany, mosses, lichens, and seaweeds. She then proceeded to discover and render into breathtakingly detailed artworks previously unknown species, some of which bear her name, from the shores of West Cork to the Tork Waterfall in Killarney. Like so many of the best botanical illustrators, she managed to combine evocative images of a whole organism with greatly enlarged portrayals of its distinctive reproductive parts. She was assisted in this by rapid advances in microscopic lenses in this period. It's a further tribute to her artistic talent that the plants she chose to study reproduce by tiny spores, not by the flamboyant sexual organs that we call flowers and that are instantly so attractive to artists and to their patrons. Her studies, in fact, exemplify the sense of wonder that the smallest organisms, closely observed, can generate to both our scientific and aesthetic sensibilities. Many of Patricia's remarkable protagonists also travelled extensively abroad, especially in new British colonies. They endured remarkable hardship and risk to discover plants entirely unknown in Europe and to paint hundreds, if not thousands, of definitive versions of species already at least somewhat familiar to British and Irish botany. To call these fair discoverers formidable is an understatement. Butler quotes William Stern of Kew Botanic Gardens to sum up the creative tension that underlies all the work in this remarkably diverse collection. The flower painter fails if a work lacks beauty. The botanical painter fails if it lacks accuracy. Like the aforementioned Raymond Piper, most of the artists Butler features pulled off the difficult trick of achieving both qualities at once. This means that leafing through the luminous full-page prints she reproduces are at once a sensual pleasure and a stimulating education. She stresses repeatedly that many Irish artists contributed significantly over the last two centuries to Curtis's botanical magazine. This is an eminent Kew-based scientific journal. Its prints set a gold standard. Male artists, though a minority, have distinguished places in Butler's connection. The work of George Victor Dunoyer is particularly fascinating. His illustrations for Ireland's groundbreaking Ordnance Survey in the mid-19th century demonstrated exceptional flexibility. He was equally at home in the fields of botanical, geological, and antiquarian representation. This Ordnance Survey, while obviously driven by imperial military and land revenue considerations, clearly became of great focus for all manner of studies of the Irish countryside. Butler does not neglect very recent or contemporary artists, so that the superb work, especially on orchids, by the like of Susan Sex and Raymond Piper, many commissioned by the National Botanic Gardens, get appropriately generous and eye-catching displays here. And among these present-day artists, my personal favourite is Yanni Petters. Her delightful The Plants We Played With is the striking poster for the current In Real Life exhibition celebrating nature in art at the National Gallery. But it is her extraordinary mastery of the complex technique of reverse painting on glass, which involves acid etching, enamel pigments, and gold leaf, that creates a truly exceptional 3D effect. It looks very good in Patricia Butler's reproduction, but it has to be seen on a gallery wall to be fully appreciated.
Another addition to the Naturalist bookshelf there, Patricia Butler's Drawn from Nature, and Yanni Petters will be on the panel alongside Jane Carkin, Melissa Culhane and Killian Mullarney at the National Botanic Gardens on Saturday the 9th of November at 2 p.m. for that session, Seeing Natures. And earlier that day at noon, join myself along with authors John Banville, Sarah Baum, Orit Gatt and Paddy himself for a sit down with our favourite birds with Bird Soundscaping by DJ Lychee. Both events are free, but you'll need to reserve your place at dublinbookfestival.com.